Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Nahui hui o makalihi. You are here, and you've always been. But the key is about to be turned in the lock. And the crystalline is about to be activated in the way that you have expected and the potentials realized. And it has not been an easy journey, but it is complete. And in these moments where I can speak in this way, I wish to tell you what has accomplished, what you've done, who is here, about the tones. But first, I wish to talk to Yao Yi. Yao Yi, come sit down. Let's have a chat.
Okay.
Before me is the manifestation of a system. It's the Akashic system, one that drips with love, with purpose, and with energy. That such a thing could take place where the priest that had the responsibility of the seance, given by those who have names you cannot pronounce, who begin to flood into this room with the ancestors of the land, could actually take place in this fashion. A system of divine guidance and free choice. And here sits the man who was also a man back then, who was responsible for remembering in his Akash not just the tones, but the combinations of the communication that talks to the key. And I'm going to explain that in just a bit. Yai, congratulations. Congratulations for duplicating the 24 of 36. Do not fret, my good friend, because I will tell you the other 12 will not be presented for another 26,000 years. You have time, sir. And so as he stands in a moment, against all odds in a three-dimensional construct of those who may be watching or listening, it comes to fruition, a full cycle. The cycles are well known. The precession of the equinoxes, the end of the long count, there is more here than you think. In the Western world, in the cultures that you've grown up with, the prophecies have been of doom. For they have not understood what the ancients knew. You deal with mythology, which is only a few thousand years old, not understanding that underneath that, there is the truth. And the truth has been known by the ancients, by the ancestors, by all of those who came years and years ago. And you can see it on the walls etched in their pyramids, in the parchments, who said, this is the potential of a beginning so profound that it will mark the difference between ages on earth. And this is the day of celebration in this time zone. Let's proceed, Yai. And so the information continues. And during this day, I will present to you some of the answers to questions that have never been given. For when you talk about quantum energies, you deal in a consciousness that you are not used to. The idea that the sounds, the tones, and the movement would be anything special is beyond the reach of most minds. And even those who are here are taking for granted something that has been told of them. And yet some of you are beginning to feel it. Some of you began to feel it in the rehearsals. And you may not know what you're feeling. Could it be that certain frequencies, motions, noises to you, when put together in a certain fashion and sung against each other, would create a third energy? And that is what you're doing. And here's what I would like to tell you that has not yet been discussed. The series of 12 combinations that you are doing now have only been given once on the planet. Only once. In this place called Lemuria. We're going to tell you more about Lemuria, which was called Lemuria back then. We're going to tell you where you sit, who is listening, who is here in a moment, and what you're actually doing. But I want to talk about the tones. For the base of the 24 tones are simply the elements of a mathematical formula. And this formula actually corresponds to the way DNA interacts with itself. And the good doctor will discover that later. There is a correlation of what he's doing beyond the sounds. But here's what you need to know. Two things today. And the first is this. The completion of this group would appear to be the completion of all 12 pairs. It is only the completion in 3D. For the group that comes in with the intent to be here on this place must finish theirs as well for the key to be turned in the lock. I'm going to discuss the key as well, something we have never told you before of what the tones are really doing. When you put the tones together in different ways, they communicate differently. The 24 tones are the mathematical elements of multi-formula. The formula for today is the one that would be given, that you know about, a quantum signal which I'm going to tell you about shortly. And it's specific to today. It is specific to the timing of the solstice and the precession of the equinoxes. But here's what I want to tell you. When you take the tones and put them together in different ways, both backwards and forwards, that Yah-E knows and is sensing, you change the communication, where it goes and what it says. This particular communication speaks to a multidimensional source that is listening. And what bleeds over from it talks to the cetaceans, and that is why you see the excitement in the oceans. But you should also know there's a set of tones yet undeveloped for them, where you would get together in a place and sing an entire different set that will talk only to them at a time and in place to be decided. There are tones you can sing to make you warm. How is it that some of you sat in this room, which is temperature controlled, fanning yourself a few days ago? Were you aware of what was taking place, of the temperature that would increase, not necessarily in the room, but within you? There are tones to charge batteries. Doctor discovered that. It's endless. There are tones that talk to Gaia. This is only one set of many. And so you are opening the door of the kind of communication that we have never discussed before. It is specific to energies that perhaps you've only started understanding that are there. The earth knows who you are today. Gaia especially, and I'm going to talk about that very soon. Very soon. And the message continues. I'm going to wait for the fourth period of information before I give you the structure of what you're totally doing. I wait for the four, for it is the numerological equivalent of structure. It is the Gaia number. And that is why I wait. So let us speak now, for your information, if you have not heard it before, dear ones, of Gaia, but specifically of the mountain called Lemuria or Lemuria. For this you are sitting on used to be the largest mountain on the planet. The choir was not performed here, but close to here. In those days, the mountain and the peak of this mountain was approximately, in your language, 30,000 feet. The bubble beneath the hot spot that is volcanic pushed up the mountain. And this is something that geologically is unprovable. There still will be signs that it was possible, and there is protocol, for those signs have been seen in other hot spots on the planet. If you had held the meeting on the top of the mountain, you would not be able to breathe. But at 20,000 feet, it was bearable. You actually held this particular ceremony in what back then was called the saddle. Today, it is the space between the two peaks of Maui. Approximately 20,000 feet back then, it was cold. It was very cold. And you were always cold when you gave this particular meeting. No matter what tones were sung, some of you at sea level would roll your eyes and think to yourself, it's going to be cold. And it was. What do you think Lemurians used as coats? For there were no animals here. And so you had the choice of plants and human hair. And human hair was the best, for it was natural, and you could weave it very tightly in many, many layers. And it explains to you why, to this day, Polynesians have the best hair. You were always cold. But you did it anyway. And you did it in a time of year, just about now. For the same reasons were given you by the priestess, for the celebration that the Hawaiians have of creation, of harvest, of the Creator, is still here. For the earth turns the same way it did then, dear ones. And the seasons were the same then as they are now. And isn't it interesting that no matter what the mountain did later as it subsided and these became islands, that the traditions remained and the ancestors kept them fresh. And this is where the ancestors have the secrets, and you can turn to them, for they've kept everything fresh. And if you want to know the truth of the planet, you will ask the ancestors in every single culture. And if you want to know the truth of the planet today, you will ask yourself, why is it that the tribes are coming together the way they are and celebrating a meld? Why is it that the puma is awakening and that the North and the South are starting to see each other differently. And I will tell you something, dear ones, all of this has been waiting for the key to be turned, which I'll tell you about shortly.
And so the information that follows is difficult. It's not that it's complex. It's simply the first time it's been given in this fashion. And to set the stage, I will review something that has been given you in the last weeks. My partner took me to some of the most profound energies in the Southern Hemisphere, where the Earth is recalibrating itself and the eagle is meeting the condor, where compassion is starting to be seen as a catalyst, changing that which is called the crystalline grid. A channel given there gave you the accurate, historic way that creation was given to humanity. The years were blocked out and given you, and how long it took and when it began. And when it began was with the Pleiadians. And when they came, the first thing they did was to set the crystalline grid. For the grid which is crystalline belongs to them. It was placed upon the Gaia grid. It is then the creation grid, if you wish. An esoteric grid that then responds to human consciousness and goes both ways. It receives and it gives. Part of what is going on now is the recalibration of the crystalline with human consciousness. Now, I give you all of these things to tell you what else it does. What do you know about crystals? One of the only geologic substances that can retain a vibration. One of the only geological substances that can be programmed to retain and have memory. And so the crystalline grid is really two things: an esoteric grid that works with vibration of human consciousness, both in retaining and transmitting back to the human DNA, but it talks to Gaia. And the Gaia part it talks to is anything crystalline in the Earth's crust. If you talk to a geologist about how much crystalline there would be in the Earth's crust, you would be amazed. And so there is a retention of frequency between the quantum grid, which is crystalline, and the Earth crystalline grid, which is the dirt of the Earth. And in that, you thought there was a consciousness engine, one that is responsible for portals and vortices, for nulls. But it's more. For in the building of the crystalline grid, the Pleiadians built a lens. And the lens is something that will focus. And it will focus that which is appropriate, a signal, and send it to the center of the galaxy. 26,000 years ago, you put that in place, dear ones, when you sang the tones. You created what we will call the lock. It locked in place this particular grid and the lens it represents. It is not a rusty lock. It is a lock that responds and is ready should you have arrived at the time and place at the end of the precession of the equinoxes. When you would turn the key with compassion and lubricate it with the love of the ancestors and come to a place where through the tones being sung again, the key then starts to turn the lock and the crystalline grid and the lens starts to focus itself to the center of the galaxy which intersects your sun.
And at that point in time, the tones unlock the key, and the grid starts to change, and it is the grid and the lens that sends the signal based upon the tones you sang to it. Now you know the mechanics. And the next thing to tell you is who is listening. And so as the lens is activated and the crystalline sends a signal pointed literally at the orbit of your sun into the center of the galaxy. As you have been told, an esoteric thing happens. And then after that, I'm going to tell you a super esoteric thing. The signal that arrives in the center of the galaxy is received by an engine of which you know nothing. In three dimensions, and with the limited laws of physics you have, it appears that there is a singularity there, which, by the way, is impossible in 3D physics. You call it a black hole, a place that literally has its own lens, for it bends light and it bends time. It ought to give you a hint that there's something going on there. It is beyond your physics. We have discussed 23 years ago that really there is a set of energies, a push-pull energy, that sets the stage for what you would call an entangled galaxy. All of the stars in your galaxy, unlike your solar system, travel at the same identical speed around the center. This is impossible with Newtonian physics. It ought to tell you something is happening. All of the stars of your galaxy are therefore entangled with the middle. The middle, therefore, is the center. And the middle of your galaxy becomes more than just an anomaly of physics. It is the engine of communication. In an instant fashion, the entire galaxy and all intelligent life that has the ability knows that the planet Earth has gotten to a point where compassion counts. Got to a point where the barbaric notions of war and differences between human beings is starting to shift and recalibrate itself. Getting to a point where so many civilizations also got to. And so the signal that is sent at the end of this day with the second set repeating what you just did is that it's received and was expected. And that is esoteric. Unbelievable to many, and yet the ancients told you that something like this was possible. The end of the long count of the Maya set a beginning of another calendar. You tear the old one off the wall, it's no longer appropriate, it's no longer good, and you put a new one up, one that is different. It's a different color, it's a different attitude, a different consciousness. But what I want to tell you is what you need to hear. If these things are multidimensional, they are then quantum. What happens to the Earth? Not just the lens that sends to the others, but what about you? And that is what you're not seeing and you don't recognize that is so profound. I told you 23 years ago there's something called the cave of creation, and it is in the earth and must be in the earth, and it is crystalline. That should tell you something. It is allied with the crystalline grid, and it contains all of humanity's souls. The ones that will come, the ones that have come, Lemurian and not Lemurian. And they are now touched as the key is unlocked. They know it as well as the center. And what is exactly in that cave of creation? I will tell you, it's your ancestors. And who are your direct ancestors, dear ones, as you sit in the room? How many of you have had parents who are no longer here? Well, I want to tell you something. That as you sing these tones, they're aware. And although they may not have given you what you needed during life, in the appreciation of what you believe, they are now. And they're aware. And their parents are aware. And all of the souls to come and that have been, that are part of what you would call the Akash of the earth, are being recalibrated, and they all know. And that's why you're here. And yes, there's going to be more in the next channels to come this day. But perhaps that's the most profound thing you should know. You're not just sending a signal to those perhaps you'll never meet. You've just sent a signal to the ones you've loved and lost and know you very well. Very well. We've spoken of it before. The Pleiadians are not far away. Part of the system of the planet, the very essence of creation, is that they would remain here, the ones who started. In an esoteric way, some have said they live in the mountains of the earth. Some say they even have cities that have names there. All of these things out of three-dimensional perception. Some of them are in the south and some in the north. Of the names that some of you would know, the Elki Valley and Shasta. And they're there. And they didn't need a lens to know what's going on. For they're here. And the key begins to turn in the lock. And they're feeling it now. And these are the ones who are rejoicing first that carry the essence of your DNA. And these are the places which will be activated to new levels first. And so these are the ones you're getting the message now from first. And the main message is thank you. Beyond that, for it is a release for them as well, and in a multidimensional state, you have released them to complement the recalibration of the grid that they built. None of these things happen quickly, dear one. But in those moments of silence, there were so many messages in the room. And some were from the Pleiadians and some were more personal. 14 of you here have lost children. Did you hear them? If you thought it was your imagination, it was not. Others heard from your sisters and your brothers who are not here. Thank you. Thank you. A few months ago, I described, and I will yet again, the timing of this event for you is one day. For astronomers, it is 36 years. And 18 years ago, the seeds were planted for the potential of today.
The precession of the equinoxes entered the 36-year window, which you call the dark rift, as the alignment moves across the sky through that which is the stripe of the Milky Way. You are in the center of this 36-year cycle, and there are 18 more years to go. Consciousness moves slowly. But there are those points that push it. And the compassionate events which have taken place on this planet in those last 18 years have pushed it. And this is a compassionate event. The key begins to turn. And in that, I tell you, dear ones, that as light is released on the planet, the darkness is going to fight you. Months ago, we told you to expect yet another small war in the closing months of 2012, and it occurred. We told you to watch for unbalance and do not be distraught when things will break your heart. And it did last week. And all of these things, I will tell you, when you see them, find a place inside you that says, thank you that we're winning. For this is the unbalance and the dark flailing against a consciousness that you are creating, have created, and are recalibrating for this planet. It's more than sending a message that you've arrived. For in the process of the message for yourselves, you're saying, we understand we're in a battle. But the battle just turned. And yes, there will be unbalance. And yes, the wars will still be there for a while. And so let us take a moment to welcome to the room the lives that have been lost just in a few weeks. And they can look at you and say thank you as well. This is more important than you think. It has to start with you before it means anything to the central sun. You have to have a healing in the hearts in the room before it means anything to a Pleiadian in the Seven Sisters. You're planting the seeds 18 more years, where the energy is ready for the planting. And you're doing a good job. I'll be back for more. And so it is.